Welcome to the sixth episode of our Yoga Nidra Intensive Week. Today is the sixth time we are together. I'm happy to share more pearls of rest, conscious rest, deep rest, awareness, concentration, connection. You're all welcome to take your time to find a suitable place for this practice, ideally lying down, either on the floor or on a mattress, on a mat, but any other position is welcome if you're able to stay till the end. Try and make yourself comfortable. Take whatever you need to be fully at ease. Comfort. You want to be comfortable. You want to have pillows, blankets, if you have. You want to be maybe in the dark, in the darkness, with no lights on. And maybe just also, you know, a scarf or something on your eyes to create a nighty environment. Otherwise, outside in nature, under some trees, absorbing the healing vibrations of nature according to the place you are now, where you are now. Settle down, find your comfortable position. You want to be relaxed, you want to have your head relaxed and supported, able to really let go of the weight of your head. And for that, you really want to have your neck comfortable, leaning on something, either on the floor or on a pillow or on a surface that supports the weight of your head. Same for your back, your pelvis, and you want to have your arms and legs relax. If you're lying down, you want to spread your body a little bit to have space for each of your limbs, to have space for the right arm, for the left arm, for the right leg and the left leg. You want to set the space and your territory. Mark the territory. Your own space. The space where you can connect with yourself, and you can go deep inside because the space allows it. So once your position is adjusted and you're comfortable, get connected with your breath, your good friend, your breath. And there, your breath accompanies you in your descent down to Mother Earth. Every exhalation is a welcome. Welcome back to Mother Earth. Connecting with the soil, with the land, with the earth. From whom plants grow, animals, humans thrive upon her. Just acknowledge the presence of Mother Earth beneath you. And if you have any tension, any pain, being it physical, emotional, subtle, whatever it is, tension, pain, discomfort, exhale it back down to Mother Earth. Give it back to Mother Earth. She can process it for you. She can compost. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Let go of your body weight. And every time you exhale, your body becomes a little heavier, a little more abandoned, heavier and heavier with every exhalation. Let your breath guide you all the way down back to Mother Earth. And once you get a sense of this descent, this connection with the soil, connection with the dimension beneath you, get a sense of also what's upon you, above you. Air, sky. Pieces of landscape, but generally air and sky, and acknowledge the presence of the sky as well as a protection above you. With the earth beneath you, the sky above you, your body in the center. You are the center. And find the center within the center. Let us go into the center of the abdomen right now, the navel. Bring your attention there. Let us take the navel as the center of the body, the center of yourself right now. Your navel, the belly button. Bring your awareness there, into the navel, where in your in-womb life, the umbilical cord used to give you nourishment from the mother to yourself. The first connection, the first channel of life, of connection, life, existence in the navel. Bring your awareness there. Feel the area of your navel. And from the navel, go lower into the lower abdomen, whatever is below the navel, on the right and left and center. Connect with the low abdomen below the navel. And below the lower abdomen, your pelvic area. Stay onto the front. Feel the pelvis onto the front, the pubic bone, the genital organs. The perineum, the muscle under, behind the genital organs. The anus behind. And the two buttocks on either sides. And from your buttocks, front pelvis, get a sense of the whole of your pelvis, all your pelvis. Going into the right hip. Right groin, right hip joint, and now down from the right hip to the right knee, from the right knee to the right ankle. From the right ankle to the right foot. And there you go, to the top of the foot. sole of the foot and toes. Big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. From toes into the foot and all the way up. From ankle to knee, from knee to hip, and from the right hip going to the left side, left hip, left groin, left hip, hip joint, and down again from your left hip all the way down to the left knee. And from the left knee all the way down to the left ankle and down into the foot, top of the foot, sole of the foot, toes, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. From toes back into the foot and climbing back up, foot to ankle, ankle to knee, knee to hip, into the pelvis again, into the whole pelvis. Back to the lower belly, and this time feeling also the what is behind the lower belly, the organs and the lower back, the sacrum bone. And spreading this awareness also a little above, gradually from the lower belly at the level, going to the level of the navel, the waistline, all around your trunk there, the belly, where your belly becomes upper belly, stomach area, solar plexus, and behind your ribs, lower ribs begin to be there, the middle back is there, the low side ribs are there, be there, it's quite at the center of your trunk. And bringing your awareness into the chest, into the chest. Into the chest with all its parts. You have a front with a front ribs, breastbone, also known as sternum bone, breasts, side ribs, back ribs, thoracic spine, shoulder blades, collarbones, the whole of the chest, all of your chest, all its sides. And from your chest, stepping into the left shoulder, your left shoulder, and from the left shoulder down into the left elbow, from the elbow down into the wrist. From the wrist down into the hand, the palm of your hand, back of your hand, and fingers, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. All your five left fingers. All your five fingers. From the fingers to the hand, hand to wrist, wrist to elbow, elbow to shoulder, and sliding along the collarbones up to the right shoulder now. Right shoulder. And from the right shoulder to the right elbow, elbow to wrist, wrist to hand, the palm of your right hand, the back of your hand, and fingers, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. All your five fingers. All your five fingers. Fingers to hand, and climbing back up, hand to wrist, wrist to elbow, elbow to shoulder, shoulder to collarbones again, trapezius muscles, the muscles that connect shoulders to neck, and neck, there we go, further higher into the neck and the throat, multi-dimensional, not just a flat surface. Throat, side throat, neck, cervical spine, and the bases of the head. You have your bases of the skull behind the back of your skull, the sides of the head, and the top of your head. The top of your head. And the face. The forehead. The eyebrows. Temples, your eyes, your nose, your cheeks, your ears, your mouth, lips, chin, jaws. All of your facial muscles, sense organs in the face. Feel all of your head, face, head, skull, all together. Awareness there. Relaxation there. From your head, let this relaxed awareness, presence descend through the throat again, through the chest, through the abdomen, and come back to your navel. the beginning of this journey and quite the end of this journey. Stay at the navel, back again to the navel, to the source. From the mother to you. And from the navel, let your awareness, let your presence expand from the navel through the whole of your body, through the whole of yourself, throughout all your tissues, organs, cells, energy. Let all of your body receive this awareness, presence, directly from the source. As in the beginning, it's time to get connected with your breath, a good friend, taking some deeper, longer breaths, inhalations and exhalations, and sending the message to your body. Sending the message that you're going to leave this practice, you're going to end it, complete it. Observe which internal reaction your body-mind system gives to you. If it likes it, you are welcome to conclude this practice. If your system prefers to stay, just stay. No hurry. So if you're ready, you can just stretch and yawn and move and turn to the side until you're ready to come back up. Open your eyes as this practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Otherwise, just stay and enjoy some more. Thank you.